Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
Once and for all, it's time to completely calibrate to a totally different station, called the station of my potential, the station of the vortex of this actual world, and to start showing up.
Thanks to Novo for supporting my podcast. Novo is powerfully simple business checking. You're making something new with your business. To support you, Novo built a new kind of business checking. Get your free business checking account in just 10 minutes at novo.co/dreamjob. Also, thanks to Canva Pro. Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Get a free 45-day extended trial by going to canva.me/dreamjob. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the podcast. It is such a joy to spend this time with you. And over the years, it has just been so powerful to really feel how this community is just really rising. And because of that, I really feel like I'm just being called to call you forward in a very significant way. And you're going to hear me talk about that on today's episode. Speaking of, I'm doing something I have never done, which is I'm opening up my calendar to do some discovery calls because I've created something called the Mastermind, which is the most incredible high-level experience I've ever created, and it's going to be phenomenal. It includes an in-person event. It includes that everyone who is a part of it gets a one-on-one coaching session. It includes 6 months of high-level coaching through the processes that have helped me make 6- and 7-figure leaps in my business, as well as really, truly helping you once and for all to open the aperture, to widen the frame, to step into that place of full potential where you actually see for miles and miles and miles. And we will do that through the way that I will be weaving mindfulness and meditation into the work. The strategic part will be there, and all those other parts that actually tap us in, that help us tune in and hear the music playing. So because this is so epic, it's going to just be so much fun. It's going to really break the doors down that are in the way. Any resistance, it's just going to disappear in this program. And the next level breakthrough is just going to happen over and over and over again. So because of that, for anyone who's considering it, I'm going to be offering to meet up with you on Zoom and talk about your dreams and talk about whatever it is that you truly have been feeling a call toward and what's in the way, and we'll talk about it, and we'll see how I can support you in that, and then we will talk about if this mastermind is right for you. So if you want to find out more about this and you want to book a discovery call, you can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind, and yes, the call that you book will be with me. On this team, we don't do things the way that they're probably done elsewhere. We don't have a salesperson on the team. If you want to book a call, you'll book a call with me. So if you want to book that call, you can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind and we can spend some time really diving in and looking at what it is that you've been yearning to create in your life. And I'll give you some feedback. And then we can also see if this mastermind is that next right step for you to take. So today I'm sharing a talk I did on Instagram. It is all about how we can start tuning the dial and living into the future we desire, how to be an example of potential and possibility for the world, how to become a conduit for abundance itself. Lastly, I just really feel like it is just about damn time for us to finally push aside all the lies we've been telling ourselves and to show up for our life's assignment. If you want to catch me live on Instagram in the future, make sure that you're following me at Kathy.Heller, Kathy's with a C. All right, let's dive into this. Take a listen.
Hello. Oh my gosh. It has been a minute since I've been live. I was thinking about you guys. There's something beautiful that is being born that I want to share with you. Big announcement. And I just wanted to come on and hold some space. I wanted to come on and hold some space for you and remind you of who you are, of what's available, if we can change the radio station right now together so that you start tuning in to a broader, higher def frequency. I want to do that for a second. So come on in, come on in. Nice to see you guys. You guys are awesome. I love this community so much. How is your morning going so far? Did you do anything for yourself? How's your mind been this morning? Where have your thoughts been? Are you in the predictable old self? Are you feeling a certain sort of like dullness? Or are you feeling alive? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling the way your future feels? I ask you that because we have this glimmer, right, all the time of where we really want to be, how we really want to feel, how you really want your life to look. How does that future feel? What does that future feel like? Does that future feel at ease? Does it feel expansive? Does it feel sexy? Does it feel exciting? Does it feel filled with all that you desire to bring into your experience? How does it feel? We want to feel that way, and yet we keep thinking that it's somewhere in the future. And then day after day, we wake up, and about 5 minutes after we wake up or less, we remember how we felt the day before and we just turn off the radio signal. We stop feeling the actual amount of space that's here, the expansion that's here, the possibility that's here, and we collapse it back down to the most limiting, tiny little perimeter, and it doesn't feel good. And I guess the reason why I came here right now today is because I feel like Lizzo has a new song, It's About Damn Time. And I feel like the time is just up. You know, I've been coaching for 5.5 years and talking to thousands of beautiful souls. Everyone is a gem. Everyone is unique. It's like a snowflake with just such gorgeous potential, ideas, talent, love, compassion, right? And every single time we're coaching, there is a certain place at which people will stop themselves from just kicking down the door of self-doubt and allowing for an avalanche of this beautiful dream that they've been holding in their heart. They just stop themselves. And there's so much research around this whole phenomenon, right? It's like a self-sabotage upper limit, right? And it's interesting, right? Because when we meditate, like I've been using these beautiful, I did a post about these. I'm not even sponsored by this company, but I should be. I reached out to them because I talk about it so much. It's 3 minutes, right? And you play it and it's these like sound bath bowls, right? Why I mention it is because part of what happens in meditation and why I think this is particularly helpful is because you actually hear a frequency, you hear some vibrations, right? You hear some tones, and you kind of shift out of this predictable, habitual, negative bias that your mind puts you in. And that mind isn't just in the mind, right? It goes directly into the body because every one of those thoughts releases a chemical. Most of the time it's cortisol, which makes your body stressed, right? And then you think something and you feel a certain way, And then your body looks for more evidence that that thought and that belief is actually the truth. And then 2 hours goes by and this future, this dream, this potential, this who you really are, forget it. Not today. That's for a different day. And that's what I'm so sick of. I'm so sick of it because I've never seen the world the way that it is right now, right? I feel like there's like just things are crashing all around us. And yet there's this great awakening, right? Like while things are just been set on fire in so many ways, right? And it's so obvious. There's also like never been so many people doing yoga. There's never been so many people interested in self-growth. There's never been so many people awake and talking about consciousness and quantum levels of what's in the field and looking to people like Deepak Chopra. And like that's never happened. So it's this polarity. And so there's an opportunity, right? There's an opportunity to do something really important. And we all know that we were assigned to do that which we came to do. And boy, do we get distracted from doing it. We just get so distracted because the fear feels, it's not just a thought, it feels so real. When you think certain levels of self-doubt, when you're tuned in, it's like a radio. It's literally like a radio, right? And as you tune the dial, you hear different music. So as you tune the radio every day, most of the time what you're tuning into is a level of mind, right? That is keeping you where your ego feels safe. It's keeping you stuck, okay? And what you really want is to just turn the dial because you've all had moments. We've all had moments, whether we're dancing, whether we're driving in the car and a great song comes on, whether you're meditating, whether you're listening to something like a podcast, and all of a sudden you go, wait, and you feel, it's not just a thought, you start to feel that there's more spaciousness all of a sudden. That's the place, right? That's the place we have to memorize that that place exists and live there. Keep going back to that place every single day. Because from that place, you're going to get the download. You're going to go, hang on. You know, it just feels like the most easy next little thing I want to do. I'm going to reach out to so-and-so. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. So the number one thing, right, that people come to me for is abundance. People want wealth. They want to generate wealth from purpose, impact, putting themselves in the world, right? They want to make an exchange where you feel seen, where you feel you're contributing, and what comes back, right, is money. What comes back is money, right? So that you literally then get to do what you're meant to do on purpose, intentionally, and then this wealth is being generated. You become a conduit, you become a custodian for this money, which then goes right back into the world, okay? So how does that happen? It happens from tuning the dial, right? Getting into alignment, getting into state, getting into that place where you start to feel the creativity, the ease, the playfulness, the joy, the wonder, the expansion, right? The greatest gift you can give to another person is to be that example of alignment. When you're bouncing through the day, when you are in a place where you're seeing in 3D, Technicolor, 5D, right? People feel it. They sidle up to it. They want to be a part of it because it awakens in them what is already there. You don't have to convince anybody. You don't have to prove anything. The field of expansion, the abundance of this world, the gorgeous infinite beauty and majesty that God created, that part's already done. That part's already done. When you're just aware of what it feels like to be aware of it and you're fully walking in it, then you will be able to fully roll out the welcome mat and invite people forward, invite people into it, invite people to drink from that well. So that is all it takes. So when I see women and they're saying, I'm at a job I don't like, I'm only making certain amounts of money, I'm too scared to take the next step, I'm like, okay. I said this in my coaching program yesterday. Frequency carries information. That's just a scientific fact, right? Any frequency carries information. So if it's Morse code, if it's Wi-Fi, right? If it's a signal, that's how we've all received information. even from one another. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're talking to your kid and you're telling your kid no about a certain thing, but in your vibration, you're feeling guilty, right? So what they're really picking up is, it's not really a no. It's kind of like a maybe if I push enough, right? It's the frequency that carries the information, whether it's into your telephone, whether it's a telephone, cell phone, smartphone, whatever it is, it's the frequency. So why do I say that? Because every single second I meet people who forget that they are who they are. We get to be a catalyst for the highest level frequency that exists. And when you step into that place, there's nothing you have to do. You just send that frequency. You just hold that resonance. And then people just come forward who can hear it. If the antenna is tuned to it, they hear it, they meet you there, you're done. So I see people every day who are so concerned with all the things that they have to do to convince people to buy this thing. So therefore, they're never going to start their business. They're never going to grow as a coach. They're never going to start their course. They're never going to open their store. They're never going to start their podcast because it feels like so much has to be done to move this boulder up this hill in order to prove themselves, in order to convince, in order to pull people in. And it's never worked that way. And it doesn't have to be that way because it doesn't even work. The only thing that's necessary is that you are the portal for something that feels expansive, alive, because you're not the hero of the story. If you have a business, if someone pays you to coach them, if somebody pays you to do a service, if somebody pays you to teach them something, they're the hero. They've got to be the hero at the end of that story, at the beginning of that story, and in the middle. So our job, right, when we are entrepreneurs, when we are holding that opening for people to spend the money, to do this thing, to be a part of this thing, to buy this product, to buy this service, they're the hero. They're the hero. They always were. They always will be. So people talk all day long about pricing, about knowing your worth. It's holding your ladder on the wrong wall. Not important what your worth is. Your worth is equal to all of the worth that exists in the universe. It's called infinite, and it's not even what's on the table. It's not know your worth. It's know their worth, right? When I'm coaching someone, when I am calling someone forward, I am 100 zillion percent certain that their potential was already written in the stars by God, done and done. It's done. My job is to fully be a stand for that possibility. And this is about everything. Because if you really care about what you're making, let's say you're making cupcakes, okay? My friend, beautiful friend Candace Nelson created Sprinkles Cupcakes. So you're selling a $6 cupcake when people could go get a cupcake for 75 cents. But what are you really selling? You're selling them on the story that they know that they are worth it, that they deserve to have it, because it's not going to be processed in chemicals. It's going to be fresh out of the oven. It's going to be the highest and best. Every bite is going to feel like they just flew to some best pastry shop in the south of France. And you're saying you are worth that. And I want you to allow yourself that experience, right? It doesn't matter if it's a cupcake. It doesn't matter if it's a pair of jeans. You know, we buy jeans that are $200. And I remember when I went out to Los Angeles, and my husband likes to joke about this, that like coming from Florida when I was in my, you know, early years, people just went to the Gap and bought jeans, and there's nothing wrong with it. But I remember going to LA and walking into Kitson, and people were like, oh, do you want to buy a pair of jeans? They're $200. I was like, what? Is that even a thing? But then I tried them on and I felt different. I felt this part of me just zzz, right? Just wake up. So whether it's that, if it's a service, and let's say you take the most beautiful journalistic type of photos, it's not just that you take the photos of the wedding, you take special editorial looking pictures, and it costs more because it is more, right? Because there's some level of creativity in it. Then when you're sitting with the bride, you don't prove yourself. You don't sit there and talk about your price. You don't sit there. You sit and hold a space for this being on the level of what should be the front page of the New York Times, and why you want those moments, and why she wants to look back and see those moments, not the same picture of the same bride, right? Whatever your thing is, it's not about you. It's about her. It's about the client. And if you're coaching, right? If you're coaching somebody, if you are teaching a course and you say, well, who am I to charge $5,000 for this course? I don't know that I can ensure and guarantee the person's results. I want you to call today. Not that you could, but if you could, I want you to get somebody from USC Film School on the phone, and I want you to ask them, how many of those graduates who spend $200,000 to go to film school win the Oscar? And don't they feel bad about it? Don't they feel bad about that? And they're going to say, that's ridiculous. It's an honor to come to one of the best film schools. But the person has to step forward, has to grab the camera, has to have the resilience to go ahead and actually implement what it is that they learn, right? And they're going to get so much even just out of learning from the best of the best of the best, right? So when I say it's time, it's about damn time, every one of you, every person who's watching this right now, there's not a good reason. You could come up with reasons, but there's not a good reason why you're not standing in your purpose, doing what you love, calling people forward, and making seven figures. I cannot think of a good reason. The only reason, what it boils down to, why that's not happening is a lack of really getting the truth here. So instead of truth, we have self-sabotage and self-doubt because we believe in the illusion of reality with a small r, where it's all about how much each of us has to prove to the other and how much we compare. And it's like, there's an overarching, beautiful thing called the universe, called energy, called nothing that happens with matter, with material, can ever hold a candle to the energy behind things. So when you drop in, when you get excited, when you lean forward, when you reach out your hand, when you become a fire that somebody else can light their wick with, you don't worry. You're not concerned. You just start to live and breathe and play, and you can call people forward. So there is, I would say it's 99% this, really being in this, really letting this course through your veins and change where your mind is constantly focusing. And then I would say it's less than 1% is the steps and what to do. And the steps are not hard. Right? You can move through the steps in 3 days. The first thing you do is you're going to test something. You're going to go test it. You're going to give that away for free. You're going to say, what do you think of this? How do you like it better? Do you want it longer? Do you want it shorter? Do you want it red? Do you want it white? Do you want it gluten-free? Whatever the product, the service, the course, what you give a taste, you give a test, and then you come back and you go, all right, feedback, amazing, answer key. Then you go back in, right? And you price it and you say, what do you think of this price? What do you think of that price? And again, it's about them. Ooh, where are you at? And this is where it's about modulation. Where have you risen so that they can meet you there? And if you're there, it's an immediate, they want to be there too. So now they're honored. They actually feel it's exciting that they get to make a bigger investment. They make the investment. Now you've sold one thing to one person, whether it's a course, a coaching package, a product, a service. Great. Now you're going to scale that. Now you're going to scale that. Now, how do you scale that? You scale that by being visible, You scale that by showing up and calling people forward. And you do that in different ways. Podcasting is a consistent way to show up, be visible, and hold the space. Creating live launch events is an amazing way to throw away the mediocre scripts, throw away anything like that, and create intimacy. That's a catalyst that starts to create an energy for people to then want to stay in that energy, right? And we build that. And so since I've begun working for myself, my last job working for somebody else was in 2006. And since then, it's been taking the next clue and seeing all that's beyond the horizon, right? That's always been my trick. It's I take that next little step, that next little half step, but I can feel it. I can feel what's beyond this horizon. And then I get led to it and it feels like synchronicity and it feels like magic. How many things in your life that have blown your mind, that have been the sweetest, most awesome blessing, happened because you figured it out to the T first? It happened because you let go of needing to fully have every single nook and cranny and instead stepped out with courage, with enthusiasm, with passion, with grace, and then watched as though you were led to this in, just out of nowhere, right? Just out, because you're not in this predictable pattern of self-doubt, of self-loathing, of shame. It really is disgusting to me because life, this incarnation, this life, right? It doesn't last forever and all time and always. And so to see people who've just decided that life pretty much feels good and bad every day. Like imagine, I heard Rupert Spira saying this the other day, with our physical health, we would never accept that, right? With your physical health, you would never say to yourself like, yeah, half the day I feel bad and that's just what I'm used to. No. If you were feeling physically ill half the day, every single day, for a week, for 2 weeks, you would call a doctor. You'd be like, this is not the set point. Like, I'm supposed to feel good. If I have a sore throat for 2 weeks, I'm concerned. If I have a headache for 2 weeks, I'm concerned. We don't do that with how we feel. How we feel, most people will say, I just, yeah, you know, half the, some part of the day I'm stressed. That's just usual. That's just typical. Why is that? Why do we think that God would create a human being, a bird, a tree, in order so that half the day they just doesn't feel good? No. When that happens, that's the alarm. You got to sound the alarm and go, something's off the track. I'm believing something that's not true. I'm stuck in a pattern of a neural pathway that's just spinning me around and around and around in limitation. That's what that is. Because there is expansion there. There's expansion in that relationship that exists. There's expansion in your career that exists. There's expansion in how you get to show up more in the world. There's expansion in how you could be more satisfied, more delighted. Of course that exists. But you're telling yourself something that's not true. You're believing something. And more importantly, you start to then feel the way that you think. Because how you think creates so much garbage in your mind that you start to feel that way. So I'm excited because I've been doing these programs for 5 years, different programs, 12-week programs. People come through these programs. The lights start to go on. They go, ooh, starting to feel something, And we've been doing these programs, And I said to my integrator, Colleen, I was like, it's time to call people forward to a higher level. It's just time. We've been doing VIP days and people have been spending $15,000 to spend 6 hours. And I said, if people are spending this money and having such transformation, we need to have something that's for a group because I literally don't have it. I don't have the ability to do a VIP day every day or even every week. Right now, my life is so many pieces. Writing my second book, working on a TV project, spending time with my 3 adorable kids, coaching up a storm, running this program Abundant Ever After. We have this amazing program Made for Millions and then podcast galore. It's a lot of pieces. So I said, but it's time. I can feel it. I'm being called. You can just feel it when God's just pushing you forward to yet another thing. This community needs to be moved to a next level. So we are going to roll out 6 months at a much higher level. And it's time. It's time once and for all to say like, okay, I've been part of this. I've heard some, read this book. It's like once and for all, it's time to completely calibrate to a totally different station. called the station of my potential, the station of the vortex of this actual world, and to start showing up. If you started to show up in that frequency and make the offer and reach out your hand to serve and call people forward, you will be so pleasantly surprised. You will find the abundance was literally sitting there on the other door of you being willing to welcome it in, right? Welcome it in. It's right there. It's right there. Every single day that goes by that you're not welcoming that abundance into your life, you have to ask yourself, what is really behind that? It's the limiting beliefs of, I'm not enough. It's not enough. I was talking yesterday about Mel Robbins, who's a friend of mine, who's awesome. And she's been doing such phenomenal work helping people change their patterns. She's not a psychologist. She's not, right? My friend Jenna Kutcher, she's helped so many people to grow a social media presence, to feel more comfortable in their skin. She has had a business as a photographer. Why are we convinced of things that are lies? Why do we allow something that's not true to keep us from that life that we can't stop dreaming about? We have to decide that we're going to start to feel the way our future feels right now, today. Today, right? It's an interesting moment because we had a pandemic, we still have a pandemic, and we're coming out of the very intense social distance, being at home, lockdown, right? And now it's like this butterfly is emerging from this cocoon, and there's this real feeling of, I just looked death in the face. I just looked so much in the face. And now coming out of this, I can't go back to sleep. I know too much to go back. So it's not okay with me. It's not acceptable for me that today, there's going to be millions of people who spend most of the day feeling meh and talk themselves out of their potential and talk themselves out of what's possible. That's not okay. That's not okay. It's got to be that we start to turn the lights on, that we come to the world as the person that God made us to be. And more than the ROI, right? Yes, there's going to be an ROI. But how are you going to feel when you stop choosing the comfort that your ego demands of you to keep you safe and you choose the adventure and the courage to raise your hand? And you know the ROI? Yeah, you'll wind up making $1 million. Why not? People make $1 million. It's already there. The market's already there, right? But the real ROI is the people who are going to breathe different oxygen because you showed up. You know what I see in a lot of women that I coach? I see a lot of women who are really cute, really sweet. And I'll be coaching this person, and about 7 minutes in, I'll say, you're really sweet. You're really cute. You're really loving. I got that. But there's a part of you that's a freaking badass. There's a part of you that is so strong, that is such a boss, so fierce. We need to call her forward. She needs to step up. She needs to be in this space right now. I need her driving the car. Where is she? Let's call her in, right? Let's call her in. Where's that part of you? Where is she? See, for so many women, right, we were raised and we learned to be sweet and good. And I look around the world, you guys, and I look at these countries around the world, and I don't see a lot of women running these countries. I was just talking to Phil Rosenthal. We had him on for a second time on the podcast. He created Everybody Loves Raymond. He has a show called Somebody Feed Phil. He's been around the world. He's had meals with people in Morocco and the UK and China and everywhere. He's been everywhere. And I said, what's been the most beautiful part? What's been the most delightful part of this journey? And he said that people are so much more alike than we are different. And they're so good. They're just so kind. You know, people in Asia, people in the Middle East, people in South America, people in America, people, they're just so kind. They're just so cool. You know, he's like, they're just so amazing. And he said, we equate people with their governments, you know, like, oh, these people are, no, he's like, you've got all these good people around the world. And then you've got governments that there's a lot of criminals, you know, but there's good people, such good people around the world. And I'm saying, where are the girls? Where are the girls? Where are the girls who need to step forward, who need to show examples of really, you know what strength is? It's love. It's compassion. It's making space. Right? Where is that feminine strength? Where is it? Well, every day I meet women who are brilliant, who are kind, who have tons of smarts, and they're not playing from that position where they're the queen, they're the boss. It's time to boss up. Time to boss up. And this goes for men too. Right? I just had the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Justin Baldoni on the podcast. That episode will be out soon. He wrote a book called Man Enough. He's got a great podcast. He comes from the Baha'i faith. He's amazing. We had such a beautiful conversation about how we can balance, right? We all, by the way, every human has both masculine and feminine energy, and we need to balance it all. And by the way, everything I've been talking about is really about cultivating more of that feminine energy. Because if you look at the anatomy, right, the feminine receives and the male is the assertors, right? And one's a receiver and one's a giver. And we forget the power of just drawing people forward with the holding of space, okay? And so that's what I'm talking about, is like every single day, people look at their business and it's like, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? And my point is, who do I need to be so I'm drawing people toward me? So it's not hustle, 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 hustle. It's allow, 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 right? So here's what we're going to do, is we're going to do a 6-month mastermind. And the link to apply for it is kathyheller.com/mastermind. And it's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be 6 months. Everyone who's in it is guaranteed a one-on-one with me. And there's going to be calls with this high-level group. And then everyone who's in it also is going to be eligible to then be a part of. You're going to be on a 2-day live event with me, which we're going to do probably at the Hotel Bel Air in Los Angeles, which is just going to give you, again, a zzz vibration of expansion, of lush beauty, beauty, beauty. Just enjoy it, enjoy it. That's all going to happen. And anybody who has been in one of my programs, there's going to be a way for you to apply what you already spent on one of my programs towards this mastermind, just to give you an extra like incentive. So fill that out, because we're not taking every single person, because we want to keep it at a certain level. Most of my programs have 600 people, 800 people. It's going to be a fraction of a fraction of that. KathyHeller.com/mastermind, no S. And what else can I tell you? I'm here to call you forward. Pretty simple. I'm here to invite you into the oxygen where you remember what you know that you just sometimes forget.
There's so much more I want to share with you, but before we do that, let's just thank our sponsors. I want to give a special thanks to Canva Pro for supporting my podcast. Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. We use our Canva Pro account on a daily basis, whether we're creating social media graphics, images for my website. We even use it to create video presentations and PDFs. It's amazing how everything turns out looking so professional, especially considering that no one on my team has any experience in design, really. But Canva Pro makes designing super fast, easy, and fun. They have thousands of professionally made templates, which are easy to customize with simple drag and drop features. And ever since we upgraded to Canva Pro, we've been able to access a ton of premium fonts, photos, videos, and other elements that have really elevated our branding. You too can get all this and more with a Canva Pro subscription. They have an easy organizing system that allows you to share, edit, and comment in real time with Canva Pro, which is especially helpful for team projects. And with Canva Pro's content planner, you're going to save time planning editing, creating, and posting social media content too. You and up to four teammates can unlock Canva Pro for just $12.99 a month, so I highly recommend it. Wow your audience with Canva Pro, the easiest way to create presentations. Get a free 45-day extended trial by going to canva.me/dreamjob. That's canva.me/dreamjob to get your free 45-day extended trial. Building a business requires a lot of courage, and you need business checking that's built for you, will go the distance with you, and admires your bravery. That's Novo. Novo is powerfully simple business checking. Unlike the traditional banking model, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, and no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business. It helps you save time and free up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free and join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who found the customizable business checking solution that admires their bravery. I love that they're making it super easy for you to access this business checking. You can submit your application under 10 minutes, and Novo's responsive human customer service is there to help you get started and be there for you as you grow. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/dreamjob. Plus, don't keep your day job. Listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/dreamjob to sign up for free. Novo.co/dreamjob. Novo Platform Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA, member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You know why this feels so good? Those of you who are saying thank you so much is because you know this, right? It feels so good because it feels in here like the truth. We just forget because our minds are so convincing, right? Einstein said that reality with a small r is very convincing, even though it's not true, right? Like so much of what you believe is scientifically an illusion. It's just not true, okay? Deepak just recently was on the podcast and he wrote a book about abundance. And he said abundance about is it's the inner path to abundance, right? Because abundance already exists. He said every acorn is the promise of 1,000 forests. Think about that. Every acorn is the promise of 1,000 forests. And instead of really breathing that in, how abundant this world is, how there's a buyer right now for you, how there's a buyer at every price, how you think about like Gucci and Louis Vuitton and like, are they suffering? Are they suffering? It's like, no, there are times where you need to just run into Target and grab some paper plates. And there are times where you walk right into the Gucci store and you buy that one piece that makes you feel like a zillion bucks. And they're both fine. They're not running out of customers. There's a buyer at every price. There's abundance everywhere. It's just about standing there and saying, I'm here. I'm here for whoever is on this antenna frequency, done, right? And you don't need thousands of buyers to make $1 million. You need probably a couple hundred people in your world. That's it. That's it. And once someone is satisfied, they can't help it. They're compelled to explain this to a friend, why they have to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing. And then it's going to expand and the collaborations are going to come. And then you're going to write a book about what you're doing. And you're going to have this podcast that's going to grow. So in this mastermind, I want to teach you, I've already taught all this in the programs, but I want to do it with you, right? People come into my programs and they start to think about it differently. They go, wait a minute. Oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. That is the way to build engagement on social media. That is the way that Kathy was able to grow this podcast organically to 30 million. Okay, got it. But then it's time to implement it, right? So together during this, I want to show you guys piece by piece, what I'm doing strategically. And then I want to keep moving you into this place. That's a place you start to memorize, which is a place where you hold a resonance. So you get the resonance, you start practicing it. You start to go, here's the boss in me. Here's the ease in me. Here's the Kate Middleton in me. Here's the part of me that's allowing to receive, that's on fire, that's alert, that's here, that's awake, that's conscious, that's flowing, that's beautiful, that's sexy, that's riveting. You start memorizing that, and then you start to put into place, we're going to do it together. You're going to have a launch event together with me and everybody. We're going to do it together. You're going to say, all right, here's what you're building first. Now you're going to go live with this energy. You're going to have this call to action, and we're going to move into this place and this place and this place, and you're going to be lit. You're going to be lit. I was watching Steve Harvey the other day, and he was talking about how if you have a seed inside of a little planter, eventually what happens? This little seed grows and it outgrows this planter. And then you have to move it into a bigger pot. And then it grows and you have to move it into a bigger pot. What happens if you don't move it? What happens if you keep that plant in the small pot? This plant is going to die. This plant is going to collapse on itself. It needs to grow. It needs the space. So I know that at any given moment, you have outgrown a certain place where your seed has been planted, and you know it. And really, that's the reason you feel sad, because your ego, your mind keeps going, danger, 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 danger. That's what the ego does. The ego creates this fictitious illusion of separation, all this stuff, and goes, no, 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 don't grow, don't expand, don't expand, don't expand. Because the more you expand, right, your ego shrinks, because you go into the unpredictable, you go into playfulness, you go into synchronicity, and it's into the unknown, as Elsa says, right? But if you don't move the seed into a bigger pot and eventually into a bigger piece of earth, you never quite feel the satisfaction that you showed up and you're living the life that's the adventure you signed on for. And so I've just gotten to a place where I've had it, right? And I sort of know, as me, as my soul, as my consciousness, as my highest and best, that I'm being called to move people in to a much bigger piece of earth. And it's beautiful and it's great that we've been doing these programs where people start your engines, right? And now it's time, like we need, right? You need me to call you forward. You need to be called forward. You need to be called forward with the certainty that you're being held in a frequency that sees the full horizon of what's there, because it's not working this other way. That's the thing, right? Dr. Phil was on my podcast and his thing, he always says to people, is it working for you? Is it working for you? And I think about that with people all the time, because people argue for their limitations and why they're not enough and why it will never work and why they can never charge more and why they can never do this. And I'm like, is it working for you? Really? Is it working? How do you feel? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of your day do you feel exhilarated? How much of your day do you feel like you just impacted? You just showed up. You just tuned in. Most of the time people would say it's like a 2, it's like a 3. So it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And when you get that the world is truly abundant and you co-sign that abundance, then you're going to want to raise your prices, because by not charging more, what you're saying is, I don't really believe that the world is abundant. And therefore, what you're really giving your client is a little bit of poison, because what you're really telling your client is, I don't believe that you're capable of tuning into the abundance that's here, and I don't believe that there is any abundance. But when you raise the price, then you realize it's like Charlie Brown's mom going, wah, 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 wah. It doesn't actually matter, because it's all here. It's all available. It's all available. Every day, it's just energy being exchanged, and there's so much of it. But when we're not a catalyst for energy, when we're not receiving energy, because all of us is, when we're in this place of self-sabotage, when we're in this place of self-doubt, when our mind is just hooked in to shame, and that place, we all spend part of our day there. We do, because neural pathways, they become patterns in the brain. They become a part of this program. It's like an automatic program, okay? When you're in that place, energy is not coming through. Okay? You're not in this magnet. In fact, they can study it. They can take pictures of it. They now have the most prestigious institutions in the country, from UCLA to Harvard to, like, that are all studying, right? what sort of energy we give off when we're sort of in that place where we feel alive. I always think about Tom Hanks and scenes from movies where he's just fallen in love and he puts down the phone and he's going to go on this date later and he walks out the door and he's like, hey, Charlie, you know, like that. That's energy, right? That's energy. We become a conduit for that. How often are we in that place? And how often are we in this place of nothing good happens? Things are really hard. Here's the evidence of it. And da 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 da. And like the lights start to dim and the energy starts to collapse. There is so much on the other side of here's what I'm so excited about. Here's what I'm so sure of. Here's what I'm so grateful for. And let's just move. Let's just take the steps. And you're going to feel how sexy it is, how cool it is that people want to be around that energy, that they're going to want you to charge more for your service, for your coaching, for your course, for your product, because they don't want a 75-cent cupcake. They want to know what all the fuss is about. They want to tell themselves a story that they buy a $7 cupcake. When people go to Starbucks and 7-Eleven is selling 50-cent coffee, why? Because they want to have that moment of saying, I'll have an iced Americano with da 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 da. And there's this feeling of, I just took time out of my day for me. And I just had somebody make me a coffee. Did I need it? No. That's why I gotta have it, right? Because I gotta have a moment in my day where I feel expansion, I feel abundant, right? Right. And what does Howard Schultz do? He turns around and there's been now two best-selling books about people who started to work at Starbucks part-time because they had a horrible illness and Starbucks would give them healthcare, right? Starbucks gives everybody a way to get a college education. Abundance, there's no waste in the universe. So just remember, this is really an illusion. When you have money, you don't have it. You become a conduit for it. When you have money, you're just putting it back in to investing into this world, right? You wind up hiring this person. You wind up buying these cute little artisan earrings from this shop. You wind up investing in the community. You wind up underwriting things for family, for philanthropy. There's no waste in the universe. Nobody has it. You move it. It's like blood in the body. That's why the infinity symbol just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going and going. So when you say, who am I to have it? Again, wrong paradigm. Really, the question you would be asking is, who am I to give this away? And the new question is, who are you not to do that? Right? Mother Teresa said it takes a checkbook to change the world. So, okay, so you don't have it to give. So you're going to let other people with checkbooks decide what is worth underwriting. I think you deserve a seat at the table. I think it's time. I think time's up. That's what I think. So I hope that this gave you a little jolt, a little zzz, okay? If you have any questions, if you want to continue this conversation, you can DM me. Maybe then I'll take some of those questions and I can even answer some of them with anonymous, but I can put maybe some in the story so other people can see, but I can also just DM you back. If you have questions about, what's this high level mastermind going to be like? What are the parameters of it? You can DM me and my team. If you want to apply for it, I suggest that you do because we're going to cap it at a certain place and we're going to move into this work together on a higher level. And you are going to be side by side with me, basically launching with me, right? And I'll be saying, this week we're doing this. Now you're doing this. And you'll be side by side with other people at that level so you can collaborate with each other, refer each other, be a part of each other's podcast, like all of that stuff. And everyone who's in this will be a part of a two-day event that'll just be for you guys. And everyone who's in it gets a one-on-one with me. It really is a gift. I really enjoy doing it. I really, really enjoy doing it. And we felt like this was a great way to come up with a solution because people have been booking these VIP days with me, which are $15,000 to $18,000, depending on where they're at, because you can apply what you spend on a program into it. And I said, we got to come up with something. And so this is a 6-month container, which gives you so much more but ensures that one-on-one experience, plus a two. And so it's going to be really, really cool. You can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind to join it. And this has just been such a gift. I just appreciate you so much. It is just such a remarkable feeling to put a signal out in the world and know that people have their antennas queued up so that you can hear this, right? Because this is not a typical conversation that we hear. Although when I'm talking to people on my show, this is definitely the conversation that we're having. So you're right there. You're at the threshold of your greatness, your potential, your showing up and now helping other people to rise, creating that gap, because now you're here and you're going to call people forward and it's time. And as my friend Natasha Hemingway said, how dare you, she said, allow your insecurities to keep you from calling somebody else forward, because it's not about us obsessing about ourselves. That's so egotistical. That's what the ego does when it's in front and center. It's about who are we not to step forward, to get excited, and to tell the story to somebody else because they're the hero. And they are. They absolutely are. So you are the hero of this story. It is such a gift to watch you succeeding and slaying all the dragons. And we're going to continue to rise together. And I just been having so much fun. The podcast, if you guys have not been listening, there's so many good episodes that have come out in the last few weeks. The episode of Pete Holmes, Blow Your Mind, so good. There's just been an endless amount of great episodes. If you didn't hear the Deepak Chopra episode, go listen to it. If you didn't hear the Gabby Bernstein episode, go listen to it. Marianne Williamson was on recently, and she said, I'll end with this, you know, this is a great way to sum up what we were saying. She said, it's so often that we as people get into this illusion as if like every wave is separate from every other wave, and all the waves are separate from the ocean. And she said, but in fact, it's impossible to separate one wave from another. And every wave is part of and powered by the ocean itself. And that's really what we're talking about, is that each of us is not separate from one another, is that we're all connected in this field, in this web of beautiful conduit of energy, right? And it's all being fueled by the source of the universe. It's all being fueled by that. And it's not the faucet, she said, that does the heavy lifting. It's the water flowing through the faucet. And so when we come back to that, so I'm going to leave you with the question, which is, how does my future feel? How does my future feel? When you see yourself in the future, your future self, is she smiling? Is she at ease? Is she sort of in this flow state? Is she surrendered? Is she strong? Is she powerful? Is she the boss? Is she a rock star? Is she having all these experiences coming into her awareness that she just always wanted? Is she allowing it all in? How does that future feel, right? So it's time to start living that future today. And it's about changing the radio so you can just hear more music. Right now, in that place that most of the time we stay in, that automatic program that the brain just keeps you locked into, you don't hear the music playing. You don't hear the music playing. And when you start to hear the music play, each one of you is going to be a Walt Disney. Each one of you is going to be a Howard Schultz, a Steve Jobs, a Barbara Corcoran, a Damon John. You start to hear the music playing. You start to dance in that place of expansion, of passion, of fun. You're going to get the downloads. You're going to have the courage to raise your hand. And then you're going to start making movies like Brian Grazer. You're going to start a business like Candace Nelson. You're going to do it with the frequency of, ooh, what's here? Ooh, what's possible? Oh, what could be so fun? You become Willy Wonka and you invite people into this chocolate factory. And now your coaching business is multi-seven figures. And now your service business, you've got 15 people working for you because you have so many clients, so many contracts being signed. Ooh, that's where it's at. So we got to get into that place, okay? And when we're in that place, right? When we're in that state, from that place, we're going to take that action and it's going to happen. So we're going to keep moving up into greater states of expansion. We're going to do it together. If you want to apply for this mastermind, I'm going to call you up. I'm going to call you up to this. We're going to call you up to this. Everyone gets a one-on-one with me. Then there'll be every single week, there'll be these beautiful mastermind calls, plus you get a two-day event, and you can apply what you've spent on one of my programs towards it, which is a fun little incentive. You can go to kathyhoh.com/mastermind to apply. This has been a joy. Send me any DMs if you have any questions or thoughts. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have a gorgeous day.
So how are you feeling having heard that? What's churning? What has landed? What light bulbs have gone off? I'd actually love to hear. If you want to DM me on Instagram at kathy.heller, I'd love to hear what light bulbs went off. And if you want to book a call with me, you can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind and we can sit for a few minutes, you and me, on Zoom and talk about what it is that you are craving, what it is that you're feeling called to. And then we can also talk about if this mastermind is indeed the next right step. All right, now here are the takeaways. Number one, the greatest gift you can give to another person is being that example of alignment. Number two, we get to be a catalyst for the highest level frequency that exists. You can be the portal for something that's expansive, that's alive. Number three, your worth is equal to all the worth of the universe, which is infinite. Number four, you scale your business by being visible and calling people forward. Number five, once and for all, it's time to completely calibrate to a totally different station. The station called the station of your potential and the vortex of the actual world. Number six, the real ROI is the people who will breathe different oxygen because you showed up. And number seven, ask yourself, how does my future feel? It's time to start living that future today. Now I want to shout out some wins from our alumni. So Lynn said, since October, I've changed so much and looking forward to the future in a way I have never before. Thank you, Kathy, the team, and everyone in this community. It is really a great journey, and I'm so grateful. I just published my 10th podcast episode. Lynn, I love this. How beautiful that you're doing something that makes you excited and energized to wake up every morning. Way to go. I can't wait to see how you're going to continue to spread this message and follow your joy. Everyone, go check out Lynn's podcast. It's called The Storied Human. All right, the next win is from Shelby. She said, all right, my friends, this is getting real. Our podcast titled Dear Midlife just hit 1,000 downloads in 9 episodes. Thanks for all the love and support you provided all along the way. Shelby, that's incredible. You should be so proud of yourself. Congrats for hitting that first 1,000 and making it to 9 episodes, which means you're officially past the typical pod fade stage because 70% of people who start podcasts do 7 episodes and give up. That's amazing. I know there's so much goodness coming your way. Let's all go give Shelby some love. Her podcast is called Dear Midlife. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here every single week. Whenever you show up, whenever you make the time, your time is in fact the most valuable thing in the world. And the fact that you share it here, it's everything. I know that you have a million other things that you could be doing. So thank you for being here. I'm excited for all the episodes that we have coming up. So definitely make sure that you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts or following along wherever you listen. And if you want to support this show, the biggest thing that you can do is to leave a review for the show. It helps other people find it. It doesn't cost you a thing to leave a review, obviously. And then share about the show. Post about it in your Instagram and tag me, and then I can repost some of those. And don't forget, if you want to join my mastermind, go to kathyheller.com/mastermind to find out more information and to apply. And if you are thinking about applying and if you're curious about it, or if you've been waiting for something to come along and be that thing that just moves you into your actual life, into your potential, into your calling, into your assignment. And if you think that there's a possibility that this could be it and you want to book a call with me to discuss that and to discuss all the things that you've been dreaming about, then you can book a call by going to kathyheller.com/mastermind. And lastly, is there anybody who you think would be inspired by this episode today? If so, text them the link right now. Email it to them because it just might awaken something in them and they might thank you because the ripple effects of that might be so huge. I love you so much. I'm going to leave you with a song of mine. Have a great weekend. When you feel alone.
and the sky's gone gray.